In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Andy Jordan, consultant for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've had a rich vision, rich history of visionary leaders with things like developing the HVI, developing easy care, durable press products, of addressing new ginning technologies, and on and on. And we can't sit on our laurels to assume that we'll continue to have those markets of roughly the U.S. cotton producers supply textile fibers, that is polyester and cotton, roughly 10% of that total polyester and fiber.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've got good research programs now, but I'm recommending that we strengthen those programs to know better how to measure short fibers and how better to prevent them from happening in the first place. That's just one example. It's pretty critical right now. There are other things from the value characteristics of apparel. A nap is a bundle of tangled fibers. Now, we would like to have fibers, either varieties or ginning treatments or textile treatments, so that those naps are minimized. That decreases the cost of processing by the textile mill, it improves the dyeing characteristics, and improves the appeal to the consumer.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In the next 20 years, we should be exporting anywhere between 35 to 40 million bales of U.S. cotton per year. That's the promise. That's a nice, optimistic view. But we'll do it only if we meet the challenge of having the vision to make our fiber the most desirable fiber in the world.